Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Nerdly Speaking. This month's topic is Pokemon's 20th anniversary. I hope you enjoy it. I'm the editor-in-chief, Julia Rash.
I'm Frank Garcia, the multimedia and entertainment editor.
And I'm Jalen, and I'm a staffer who writes news and entertainment pieces.
So, what's your guys' favorite Pokemon?
I gotta say Squirtle.
My boy, Turtwig.
I have to say Ditto, because Dittos can shapeshift into any Pokemon, and...
You like loopholes.
Yeah, I like loopholes. Okay, so, Pokemon's official 20th anniversary was on February 27th, 2016. So how do you guys feel knowing that this is Pokemon's 20th anniversary?
They should have stopped making new Pokemon a long time ago. That's just my opinion.
That's your opinion.
That's my opinion, but, you know.
I think as long as they don't have a Unova repeat where they were trying... Honestly, where I think they were trying to have just, like, push out a Pokemon game with a new region and actually think about it like they were doing with Kalos a little bit, I think they can just, they will continue it as long as they stop before it turns into Digimon. But the fact that it's the 20th anniversary is kind of cool. And just thinking that we have lived in this era where Pokemon is literally, for a lot of us, has been literally the only thing we've ever known.
Yeah, I mean, considering how long the TV show dominated and, like, waking up to watch it, oh man, that was cool. But definitely, I think on some level, I feel like the newer generations kind of miss out on, like, what the older games and show had. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, especially Jesse and James, they actually succeed now, which is kind of like, what?
They do?
Yeah.
That's sad. We're blasting off again.
They do, but they really don't. It's like they succeed for a good half of the episode, and then they get screwed over.
Yeah.
Usually doing it themselves.
But anyways, so for the 20th anniversary, Nintendo has released a remastering of Pokemon Blue and Red for the 3DS.
Well, porting, not really remastering. They have the original games on the Virtual Console, which allows 3DS users, / Wii U, but we're not talking about Wii U right now, allows them to... It's basically an emulator that Nintendo has put onto their own system, instead of having people on the internet do it. They released the originals, Red, Blue, and that third one that we all sometimes remember, Yellow.
But the cool thing about this is that you're going to be able to use a transfer system with the upcoming Sun and Moon, and we'll go over that a bit more later. But also for this anniversary, every month they're giving away mythical Pokemon, or legendaries. For this month, it's Celebi. Last month's for February was Mew. And then next month is Jirachi.
Yep. It's actually kind of cool. A lot of these Pokemon, they have given out constantly over the years, like Jirachi. So many Jirachis, all with Draco Meteor. They need to stop with that, actually. But a couple of the Pokemon they've only given out a few times, like Manaphy and Genesect. Manaphy's been kind of rare ever since Pokemon Ranger had their own little thing where you could get Manaphy, and Genesect was released, I think, twice before this. So it's actually really cool for those who don't have these Pokemon yet.
And what do you have to do? You just have to go to GameStop, or like...
For four of them, you have to go to GameStop, and they have serial codes there. They only have a limited number in stores, so They're actual cards that you give. That's why they only have a limited number. But you have to get there immediately, because last month for Muse, I had to go to 4 different GameStops to find one, because people will go and grab like 5 of them.
Dang.
So.
Yeah, so just a heads up if you're interested. So, later this month in Japan, they're going to start doing beta tests for Pokemon Go. I'm super excited for that.
Yes.
Yay, Nintendo telling us to go outside.
Basically.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But the official release for Pokemon Go has not been announced yet. But we're all just patiently waiting.
Patient.
Very patiently. Needs to come out soon. Virtual reality Pokemon. The closest we've gotten to Pokemon being in the real world.
Other than that, recently Nintendo has announced Pokemon Sun and Moon, as we mentioned earlier. But there's no exact release date yet. How do you guys feel about the upcoming games?
Well, based on the memes, I think it's gonna do well. I think a lot of people are gonna get it. I'm definitely gonna get it.
I always get them. I always get both. I don't know why I do this to myself, but I always give Nintendo my money. From what I've seen from the Pokemon Direct that they released, they gave very, very, very brief scenes of people working on the designs for some of them, like the new Pokemon Center, something that looked like a 3D rendering of a bird that looked a lot like Fletchling, which, if you don't know what that is, it's that bird Pokemon that is the equivalent of Pidgey in Kalos. It looks pretty cool. I just hope that they up the difficulty just a little bit in these new games. It's getting to the point where it's only for 7-year-olds.
I mean,
gotta have a target market.
Yeah, I mean, technically Pokemon is targeted at children, so. I mean, I guess maybe if they just have like a difficulty level, like choosing, then that would be easy enough.
That'd actually be pretty good, actually.
Yeah, they had
listen
that.
Listen to us, Nintendo. Watch our podcast.
They had that sort of in Black and White 2, where you could... It was after you beat the game, but what it did was it made the AIs for all the remaining trainers that you had not accidentally or on purpose beaten up and taken their money. It made their AIs more reactive to what you were doing, so it actually made it harder, because they were actually reacting, not just, it's like, ooh, random move.
Yeah, but I definitely think that rather than having to go back after you finish it and inputting that, oh, you can choose whatever difficulty, would definitely help with that problem. Anything else you guys want to add?
Ooh. With that Sun and Moon, they're also adding the ability to go from Pokemon Red and Blue through Pokemon Bank, which is that transfer system, because we never actually got to talk about that. From Red, Blue, and Yellow that they just released onto the 3DS eShop, they're going to actually let you transfer the Pokemon to Sun and Moon exclusively. So X and Y and Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire are going to miss out on those. But it just makes everyone want to buy Sun and Moon even more.
Yeah. Well, that's it for this month's podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.